This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and local businesses are the lifeblood in everything that we do. And of course, they shape how we work and how we interact and create opportunities for people in our community to be successful. Today, I have two very good friends of mine as well. Jamie Payton, CEO of Heritage South Credit Union, along with Kevin Whitman, who is the marketing director. How you guys doing?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good, Kevin.
Doing well. Glad to be here.
I am certainly glad to have you all here. First of all, tell us a little bit about Heritage South Credit Union and what it does for our community.
Heritage South is a community credit union that we are in the field of 14 counties in the state of Alabama, and we've been in business here in Sylacauga since 1938. So we're glad to be here and glad to be serving the community.
Formerly the Avondale Credit Union that I remember.
Yes, Avondale Sylacauga Employees Federal Credit Union.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Kevin, you're the marketing director. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came about becoming a part of Heritage South Credit Union.
Well, I was born and raised right here in Sylacauga and went to Sylacauga High School. Then went to the University of Alabama and graduated with a degree in marketing. Worked for EBSCO Industries for about 10 years, and our division kind of, you know, went away there and was looking for a job. And, you know, what a blessing it was for something to be available here in my hometown and to work and, you know, all that. It's just it's great. I love it.
Absolutely. And of course, I feel the same way. I grew up here in Sylacauga and now working for a company that doing something that I enjoy, talking to people and being able to get things out over the radio and on the internet. Jamie, I'm going to tell you, of course, you and I went to school together, been knowing you a long time, been knowing your husband a long time. You are somebody that I respect in a way that you've worked yourself up in the ranks at Heritage South. Tell us a little bit about your role there and how that came about.
Yes, I have been with the credit union for going on 34 years now.
Wow.
And when I started at the credit union, we are a whole lot smaller. And as we stated earlier, we served just the Avondale communities for the plants here in Sylacauga. And there were six employees at the time, and everybody did a little bit of everything. So, you know, everything has changed in the world of finance and in the world of credit unions. We've been able to diversify and bring in more what credit unions call SEG groups or select employer groups before even expanding into the 14 counties that we have as a community designation and low income designation. So it's been a great run with the credit union and everybody being able to specialize and do different things and just serve the community, as credit unions are, people helping people.
And they are so many things that you guys do at Heritage South Credit Union. One in particular that I've been a part of for several years, a car sale. And it just amazes me how your staff gets along so well. They it's like a hand in glove. And I got to ask you, how do you see that as being CEO, and how do you lead those people? It must be, you've got, I don't know how many employees, but quite a few, and they've all got different, you know, qualities, different attitudes when they come to work every day. How do you deal with that as CEO?
Absolutely, and I think that it goes back to my Sunday school lessons many years ago of just the golden rule. You know, treat people the way you want to be treated, and on top of those things, to care about the employees. And I always tell them that we like to be more of a family than a job, because we spend too much time together in a week's time or a day's time to not care about what's going on around us. So we do. We try to spend time with each other, get to know each other, do things outside of the office and into the community, as we always do.
And Kevin, I'll ask you, when marketing, tell us a little bit about how much you have to go through and the things that you have to consider when dealing with not only the public, but things that will help Heritage South Credit Union.
Well, I mean, that was actually one of my goals when coming to Heritage South, was to really make sure that we get back into the community, not just writing checks, but really showing up to events in all the counties that we serve. And we do that. We did over 2,000 actually volunteer hours last year and the year before that. And we're growing that every year. We've also grown our charitable contributions in the community. Last year, I believe we gave to 14 organizations over $12,000. So, I mean, you know, just seeing that and being part of a company that is so dedicated not only to providing financial resources for our community, but being a true partner in the communities that we work and live.
And Jamie, I'll ask you, several different branches of Heritage South now. Tell us a little bit about where everybody is.
Yes, we have close to 60 employees now, and we have five branches. That's in Childersburg, two here in Sylacauga, one in Moody, one in Ellic City, and we just took in our most recent with the merger of Dixie Craft Credit Union, which is a credit union for the employees of Madex, and there's two locations there. They have one in the Goodwater location and in the Plant and Eclectic.
Wow, and see, and I'm glad I knew that. I know that now because we do also a good news story of the day on our stations here, and of course, Heritage South sponsors that, and I mentioned each and every one of the branches, and I'm glad you mentioned that. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to step aside and take a time out, and when we come back, we will have more with Jamie Payton, CEO of Heritage South Credit Union, also Kevin Whitman, who is the marketing director. More with Businesses in Our Backyard when we come back.
What is Radio Alabama? Radio Alabama is a leading communications organization committed to communities, commerce, and public service. Let Radio Alabama's team of professional media experts help deliver your message to your customers, clients, and even potential employees. Visit radioalabama.net/advertise to learn how you can harness the power of the Radio Alabama Media Network to grow your business, achieve greater success, earn more revenue, and drive more traffic through your doors. radioalabama.net/advertise. radioalabama.net/advertise.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
I'm Dave McCurley talking with Jamie Payton, CEO, and Kevin Whitman, Marketing Director at Heritage South Credit Union. And I guess the one question that I probably need to ask both of you is, how do you put up with Keith Weldon? I knew I'd get a laugh.
It
takes a very good talent. A lot of times when I see him and I see Sharon, I said, Sharon, you've got the hardest job in the world. You know that? I mean, really. But having people like him that knows the community, been in the banking business all his life, it must be a plus, not just Keith, but the other people such as Kevin that grew up here. It's got to be a plus for you to have hometown people that knows a lot of people that helps your business.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we love Keith. He's been in the business a long time and a long time before he came to us. But you cannot replace those relationships that he has, because there are so many people just want to come see Keith. But that's the way that we try to do things and to make decisions based off of the relationships that you have with your members, not just off of what you see on their credit reports.
Right.
You know, it's a big deal to be able to make decisions as the lender themselves and base it off of history that you have and just knowing somebody.
Kevin, I'll ask you, what do you like about your job?
I like that I'm a naturally creative person. I'm an artist on the side. And just being able to come into the office every day and be creative, to work in our communities, to, you know, help support local businesses, and just really, like Jamie said, work at a place where we feel like a family. You know, it's a great place to work. Jamie is a great boss, and I'm just so thankful.
Absolutely. And I'll ask both of you this question. Jamie first. You know, I've been doing communication things of this nature for 35 years, and it's it never gets old, but I've learned a lot from people who have taught me a lot in years past and along the way, maybe as mentors. Is there somebody that has really stuck by your side and taught you right from wrong and really helped you along the way, Jamie?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we all have those people in our family that do that for us in our churches, but there's a long line of mentors there just from the credit union themselves that, you know, I started out under Hugh Bazemore, and he had been there for a long time, and I got to spend a couple of years with him and Miss Agnes before they retired. And then Rhonda Dukes came right behind them as the next CEO, and then Daphne Harrell. And you can't replace the times that you get to spend with them and just the years of service that they had and the on-the-job training that they can give you from experience.
And I can remember back at the old Avondale days, Coot Sawyer Sr.
Absolutely. Who could forget
Coot? Yeah, he was, and of course, I'm good friends with his son now. But, Kevin, I'll ask you the same thing. People growing up here in Sylacauga that have helped you along the way that you know, you think, I really am a lot further along because of this person.
Well, I'd have to say my granddad, Whit Whitman, who was a longtime banker here in Sylacauga. I never, growing up, you know, he was a very, very smart man, and I never thought I'd be working in banking. I was, you know, going to do something more creative, and here I am, and I think he'd be so proud to know that doing what I love and also in an industry that he loved so much.
I'll tell you, to tell you how old I am, and Jamie knows, but Miss Whitman was my democracy teacher back in high school, so I'll ask you, you've got so many different people that work for you, Jamie. How do you motivate them on a day-to-day basis?
You know, that's a hard job. The motivation and just keeping people knowing that they're doing a good job. But I think amongst all things is just to remind them that they're doing a good job and that we all have those times that you have slower days and lower days, and we always have to have that team that when I'm having a bad day, there's part of that team to pick me up, and I try to do the same thing for them.
And I have to say, add to that, Jamie doesn't just sit in her office. She will cut up with everybody and help make the place feel comfortable. I mean, serious when we need to be serious, but we also have a lot of fun. And she makes it a great workplace.
And I can say that also for the people here. I tell you, we've been blessed with Lee. He's the same way. He knows when it's time to get busy, but also it's not always that way. It's always fun and trying to make people feel like that they're at home, you know, because it, like Jamie said, you're actually at work as much as you are at home. Exactly. And you need to get along with the people you work with. And I'm going to ask you, Kevin, what is one thing, being in the marketing position that you are, what is one thing about Heritage South Credit Union that people might not know? Maybe something that you offer, maybe something you all do that they have no idea about.
I think, again, back to our charity work, you know, we put it out there a little bit, but a lot of it is behind the scenes. We're doing, I mean, we're working on setting up a foundation, too, where we can do a whole lot more in the communities. But, yeah, I mean, we do a lot more for our communities, and we're so proud to do it, but not always want the recognition for it. You know, we want to be that good community partner every way that we can.
I've watched, Jamie, you and your husband grow up in a wonderful marriage with kids and grandkids, and but I've got to ask you, when looking to the future for Heritage South Credit Union, what do you see on the horizon in the future?
The thing that we want most is just to be able to serve and best serve the members that we have. You know, growth is something that happens, and as you expand your areas, of course, you grow and you hope to grow those areas. But just to do a good business, an honest business, and take care of the people in our areas.
And, of course, Kevin, I don't necessarily know about your day-to-day operations, but I'm sure you probably have to look over a lot of things to make decisions that are best for Heritage South Credit Union.
Right. I mean, you know, the financial world is changing every day, and we're always looking for, you know, what's coming, what's going. If, you know, a crisis happens, how do we handle that? To our operations and communications with everything that's going on. I mean, we have to, like Jamie says, best serve our members. And if one of our programs or something goes down, you know, we have to communicate that with our members. So it is constantly changing minute to minute, really.
And one thing before we go, Jamie, I'll ask you, if there are people who move into our community and want to get involved in Heritage South Credit Union, not only just as a member, but to put their finances and have different things, you have a website that is very, very easy to go to as well.
We do. It's at www.myhscu.com. We have mobile apps, and we have net teller, we have phone teller, we have so many ways that we can be reached now, and there's nothing better than just coming in the door too.
And I say that every day on my program. I'm pretty used to saying it, myhscu.com. Go check them out. Hey, thank you to Jamie Payton and also Kevin Whitman for coming in today. I enjoyed this.
I did too. Thank you for having us.
Thanks to them from Heritage South Credit Union on Businesses in Our Backyard. Join us each week as we continue to feature local businesses in and around our area. Be sure to share this show with your friends and give the podcast a 5-star rating. And I want to thank you for watching and listening.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.